And yes, continuing with our discussion on the World Food Day 2019. Well, on this World Food Day today, Action Against Hunger is launching the global campaign Band Together to remobilize stakeholders around prevention and treatment of malnutrition. Well, Band Together is Action Against Hunger's multi-year international campaign to ensure global hunger gets the attention and funding it deserves. Now, they say more than 5,000 children under 5 die every year from severe acute malnutrition, hunger in its most dangerous form. Today, I'm glad to tell you my guest this morning here in the studio is Anika Christik. She's the country director, South Sudan Action Against Hunger. Good morning, and you're most welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show, Anika.
A very good morning to you, and thanks for having us this morning.
Yes, as we talk about the World Food Day today, how important is the commemoration of this World Food Day?
It's extremely important, and it's been going on for a number of decades already, because there's so many things that are usually wrong with our diets. And mm-hmm. as we were hearing the statistics, there's two very dangerous forms of malnutrition that can coexist. This terrible malnutrition where 149 million children are stunted, 49 million children are wasted. So that means that their brains cannot develop. They don't have the same chances in life, whereas there's a number of children, mm-hmm. a huge number of children, millions of children who are obese. And essentially, health risks related to obesity are one of the leading causes of death. So we have this completely paradoxical situation in the world, where we have the climate change affecting our food production, where we have our food systems that are essentially kind of killing themselves and going against the proper healthy nutrition. And then also we have a lot of plant species that have disappeared, and mm-hmm. most of our diets, according to the statistics, come from 8 types of mm-hmm. plants, mm-hmm. meaning that our diets are not very diversified, and our bodies need mm-hmm. diversified diet, and they need timely nutrition, and they need proper nutrition. So this is something that we are attacking and tackling across the world. Specifically for South Sudan, we're focusing on severe acute malnutrition and mm-hmm. moderate acute malnutrition, and hence the Band Together campaign, which is being launched today on the World Food Day across the world. So we have events going on in Nairobi currently with our regional office. We have events mm-hmm. In New York, because we need to reframe how global hunger is perceived and addressed.
All right. Yes, just before we talk about the campaign, which is being launched today, the theme for this year's World Food Day is Our Actions Are Our Future. Can you explain for us about this particular team?
In this situation now, if we do not act now, if we do not tackle climate change, if we do not tackle production of healthy foods, if we do not tackle pesticides that are essentially killing our food and making it far less nutritious and even dangerous for us, we will not be seeing any improvements in the future. So every day we need to take actions personally to consume healthy foods, to reduce the waste that we do. There's statistics that over almost 45% of the food that is produced in the world mm-hmm. is gone before it even leaves the mm-hmm. field for the market, which means that we live in a world that can produce food and feed all of its billions of citizens, mm-hmm. and we're failing to do this.
So it's wasted sometimes.
Exactly. So we need to act every single day. Every person can do one small action at a time, which will then amount to bigger actions. Either it's on the production, either it's on the consumption, on the waste, on what we do as humanitarian partners here in South Sudan through the nutrition cluster, through the food security cluster, working with the populations to change the way that food is produced, to introduce more diverse diets. So all of these small actions are extremely important. That's what the campaign is about.
Right. Yes, and this campaign or the theme also aims at, advocating for healthy diets and asking people to eat healthy diets and, take their diet really serious. In a country where there's not food. I mean, how can I even be thinking about healthy diet? All I would be thinking about is food. Where do I get anything to eat? How is this related to South Sudan?
This is very much related to South Sudan, as we see that there's a lot of there are issues with the production. So we have this decline in production, and there are areas, according to the Integrated Classification of Food Insecurity, the IPC, there are areas in South Sudan that are desperately lacking any kind of food. So what we need to do is understand what is going on where, and make sure that people do have food. So we will have to make sure that there is at least basic
food,
basic food for those who have nothing. And then we work with those, even through the emergencies, to improve the food production, to diversify the diets, to start growing small gardens and starting small and making sure that there's always something available. The tragic thing is where the situation is such where you have no access, where the food is purely lacking, that is even more dire than in other areas. Mm-hmm. But from what we have seen, the severe acute malnutrition and moderate malnutrition are not necessarily always related only to the lack of food or access to food. So there is, it's way more complex the way it's projected. So in South Sudan, we have to kind of tackle this dichotomy. We have to tackle the one and the other. And we have to be conscious of this.
Let's talk about the campaign, which is the Ban Together. What is this campaign about?
As you rightly mentioned, this campaign is about reframing how the world perceives global hunger. Malnutrition actually is a disease that can be prevented, diagnosed, and treated. So we need to look at malnutrition as a disease. And, you know, when you have fever, you always jump and you get your thermometer to see, you know, oh, am I burning? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're looking at with banding together around this color-coded tape that essentially begins the life-saving treatment. It's a very small thing. It's a very non-expensive thing, but it is a band of hope. So as we use a thermometer to gauge our temperature when we have fever, this is how we use the upper arm circumference tape, mm-hmm. called the Muak tape, to diagnose. So if it's green, you wrap it around the child's upper arm. Mm-hmm. And then if it's green, then it means the child is in good health and we just need to keep doing what we're doing. But if it's yellow or even if it's red, then it means that there's something wrong with the child's nutrition. And they're very simple. They're very simple treatments. And they are most of the time accessible in South Sudan and across the world. So parents need to know the status of their children. And this band, this little Muak tape,
yes,
that we're banding around together, is their thermometer, is their gauge to say, uh-huh, okay, I need to do something. There's something wrong with my child. Because oftentimes children come too late to the nutrition centers because simply parents don't know how to diagnose it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important. So we're trying with this campaign to actually mobilize all the different kinds of resources, our colleagues, the educational institutions, partners on the ground, donors, influencers, everybody who can actually reframe this this matter of hunger and help us reach even more children. And you know, next year, hopefully say that there's no children or far less children are dying of this treatable and preventable disease.
Yes, just for the record, how is the malnutrition situation in South Sudan as we speak now?
There are certain surveys that have been done. We have the IPC classification. And in many areas where we work, where other partners work, that the nutrition cluster covers, the situation is pretty dire. It has improved somewhat in many areas because there's so many efforts of partners, but we still have a high prevalence of acute malnutrition in South Sudan, and that is a matter of concern. So there needs to be like a concerted effort. And only yesterday we were at the launch of the UNICEF report on the state of the world's children, and malnutrition in all its forms was the highlight of the report, and we were able to discuss and highlight some of the issues and some of the ways that we can tackle malnutrition in South Sudan and essentially achieve this sustainable development goal that we will have no hunger anymore at a certain time in the hopefully near future.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's another question. Is this dream achievable where we cannot have hunger in the future or in any country?
This is what the world has committed to, and in the world it can produce sufficient food to feed all its population. I think we should be able to be very ambitious and to achieve those goals. And the fact that we say zero hunger, it can change the world because it can save the lives of over 3 million children. It can even improve economies because proper nutrition early in life can mean 46% more in lifetime earnings. So there's a lot of reasons to invest everybody's effort into ending hunger and reframing it. So for us, when we band together, we know that we can reach every malnourished child with life-saving treatment, which is kind of the basic that we can start with. But also when we band together, we stand in solidarity with everybody, with parents around the world who want to ensure their children grow up healthy. That's what the 1,000 days are all about. Mm-hmm. The maternal nutrition, the child nutrition, and the whole kind of ecosystem around it, the gender equality, the opportunities, and all the decisions that we make every day.
So as you launch this campaign today, which is Band Together, what role can individuals do? Someone listening to me right now, to us now, what practical step can they take to be able to join this campaign in order to, you know, fight this malnutrition in their world?
You can help us amplify their voice by using the information from the campaign. If you're somewhere and if you're doubting the situation of your child, go to the closest nutrition center, ask for more information, and make sure that you are equipped to measure your child's nutritional status. But primarily, amplifying this message and making sure that all the programs that we have in South Sudan and across the world that are aimed at this life-saving treatment, dealing with this treatable illness, is available to all the partners that are addressing it.
All right. Anika, just before you go, what will be your message on this World Food Day?
On the World Food Day, our message related to the band together. The earlier malnutrition is detected and treated, the better the child's chances are of recovery. So we and our partners are there every step of the way until a child is strong and healthy. Because zero hunger can help build a safer, more prosperous world for everyone.
Anika, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.